This is Gilbert Gottfried, and America, please don't listen to What Is This Blank podcast. It's a terrible waste of time. You've been warned.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Steven's like, gotta go to work or some shit.
We're good.
I gotta pay my bills and feed my kids.
Whatever. That'll be how we start the show right there. Okay. 3, 2, 1. All right, everybody. Welcome back to the What Is This Blank podcast. I'm going to just real quick here. Some of you people may already know, because if you follow us on the socials and stuff, we got some merch out there. Look at that. Two of one of these things is not like the other. One of these things is not the same. No, I got Steven a hat too. It's just it wasn't this kind, and because we were trying it out, and I failed. I got him a bad hat. So
that's a great hat. It's just I've got a fat head with some extra hair. That's all.
It happens. When we get older, our heads get fat. Look at my head. My head is monstrous. I'm on the last peg of this thing. All right. Like, no joke, it actually, like, I'm driving around town. Last peg of it? No, it's the last two pegs.
All right.
But the pegs on mine are so weak, it'll literally just pop open. Like a girl with big boobs, how sometimes their bras will just pop open. Bameb, everybody. Bameb. That's what you gotta do. You gotta go to our shop is on Redbubble. If you go to our Facebook page, there's a couple posts on there where you can actually go to Redbubble and you can buy stuff with our logo, or you can buy our new catchphrase, Bameb, boobs make everything better. That's if you disagree, then I don't know what's wrong with you. Okay, so to the show. This week, this movie was brought to us by a friend of Steven's. Steven, you want to shout out your friend real quick?
Yeah, this is my good buddy, Jason. He actually introduced me to this movie a while back, and it was pretty awful back then. And he's been listening, and he's like, oh, you guys got to do this one. So I think you guys checked it out first. Like, I watched the trailer, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is worthy.
Yeah, and then when I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, my God, I saw that. I've seen that movie before. I saw it when I was a kid.
You did?
Yes.
Yep. Oh,
yeah. It was those things where, you know, you saw it. So you remember this, you know, little bits, pieces, this and that, you know, but I didn't remember the whole story and premise, but I know I've seen that movie. So, yeah. Thanks for that, Jason. Thank you, Jason. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's an hour and 50 minutes of my day. I won't get back. You know. I actually fell asleep twice.
Oh.
But in my defense of falling asleep, I was actually really tired. So it wasn't like I was like, hey, it's a movie, but it sucked. No. And I had to watch it on a laptop because the only way we could get it was our boy Kevin there. He had to order a VHS off of eBay.
Yep.
Off of eBay.
$6.
Yeah, $6. And then he also had to order this like converter thing so he could convert it from VHS to DVD CD copies. And I tried to play it in all my DVD players here at home. I'm a PS4 and a DVD player. And it said, fuck you, that's nothing.
Oh, weird.
So I had to get one of the boys' laptops that has a CD drive in it, charge that up and get it playing. And there it goes. Nice 4:3, 180. P video. Awesome. I was getting so pissed just at the quality.
That makes Kevin the employee of the month then. He went like above and beyond.
Yeah, but I got hats.
That's true. So I'm like the bad employee of the month because I did nothing.
No, all right. We share
you
it.
You made the logo.
You made the logo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Steven drew that up, people. It's fucking awesome. But also, because of you, we got to watch this movie. So,
okay. All right, we'll call
see,
it.
See, we're a team. Synergy. Togetherness. It's a circle. It's a heart. Okay. Okay. So the movie that we watched was 1990?
I thought
90. Wow. Okay. I thought it was much older than that.
It was shot in 87. It was released in 1990 because of financial reasons. But
well, those graphics take a lot. Expert graphics, they take a lot. And they had to keep trying to find hats that would fit Tex, you know? He's got fat head props, too. Can't find a cowboy hat that fits him. All right. So the synopsis of this movie called Robot Jocks. And that's J-O-X, because why not?
The future.
In the distant future, mankind has forsaken global wars for... Oh, my God. I went dark. Sorry. Oh, okay. In the distant future, mankind has forsaken global wars for battles of single combat. The world has been divided into two opposing superpowers, with each side represented by trained champions, a.k.a. robot jocks. Their weapons are huge robotic machines capable of battle on land, sea, and in the air. So we never saw the sea, so I don't know why I even got to say that. A little bit of the air, which made no fucking sense. So I'll give kind of a little, you know, like I do, a little rundown of the movie. Starts off, there's two robots fighting each other. One's obviously some sort of Russian or German guy. Is he German or Russian? German?
Russia.
Russian, okay. Great Russian accent. Totally perfect. Spot on. he's fighting another... it starts off the good, what we assume is the good robot. We don't know what countries are involved in these things. This guy's all hurt, and he's like, oh, I'm hurt. I'm on the ground, please. Oh, Russian guy, you win. He's like, I will break you. He comes with his big robot foot and he squashes the guy, steps on, kills him. So then whatever state they were fighting for, that side wins. Then the Russian guy calls out what apparently the best robot jock there is. And that is, shit, what's his name?
Achilles.
What is it?
Achilles.
Achilles. See, my Achilles heel is remembering shit.
You are next, Achilles.
You are next, Achilles.
Russia.
Yeah. Mother Russia says you are next, Achilles. I will break you too. If he dies, he dies. Okay. So he calls out Achilles because apparently you make a contract where you got to fight 9 fights or 10 fights. And Achilles has fought 9. And his 10th fight is for the state of Alaska. They've got minerals. They've got oil. They've got wood. So you got to have Alaska. So leading up to the fight, apparently, we find out that there's a spy within the ranks somewhere. And every week, they have a secret weapon. Or every fight, they have a secret weapon. But the Russian guy always finds out their secret weapon. So he's able to defend it. So this time, again, the secret weapon is green lasers. I'm not sure why green lasers are any different than any other color lasers, but they are. But Russian guy goes, bing, bong, like Wonder Woman. Thing out of there. And so he defends that, and then a Russian guy comes over and he actually like kind of knocks down Achilles. They shoot stuff at each other, and then they have to go to hand to hand, which is really robot to robot. Robots walk up and they're hitting each other and stuff, and it's not until the saw penis is later. That's the last right? Yeah. Okay. That's a little precursor to what's about to come. Saw penis. So, it becomes a draw because then the Russian guy shoots his his robot fist spits out and it shoots, but it goes astray and it's actually going to go towards the audience that you would of course have sitting right on either side of these giant robots fighting, because why not? So that the giant fist doesn't go into the stands and kill like maybe 20 people, please. He jumps in front of it like his robot, like, whoa, I'm going to take this bullet for everybody. But it hits him in the chest, pushes him over on top of all the fans, kills 300 of them. So that was a good call. Good call. Yeah. You're the hero that just killed 300 people. So, turns out that after that, the fight ends in a draw. The referees decide. So they have to fight again. And then there's some back and forth because Achilles, that was technically his 10th battle, but his bosses are like, you have to finish 10 battles, which also made no sense to me because if it ends in a draw, that's a finish.
Yeah.
So he finished 10 fights.
Yeah.
So that's your first stupid plot hole. I actually don't know if there's any more. I wasn't paying that close attention, but he finished 10 fights. But then he's like, I'm not fighting, bro. I'm not going to do it. I did my 10. That's it. Now I'm going to go to the bar. I'm going to get drunk. So, now back up a little bit. Before this brawl, before his brawl ended in a draw, he meets all these other the future robot jocks.
The Tubies.
The Tubies. They are test tube babies. They're built out of genetic material, so
required to have flat tops.
That's what that old lady doctor, she's like, here, I need genetic material.
It's the kid and play haircut or nothing.
Yeah. So those tubies, they're kind of like gung-ho, no remorse, no sympathy, no, we are only here to fight and kill other robot people. So one of them happens to be a woman, but of course, this is the early 90s. She's got no chance of being a robot jock because she's a chick. Not gonna happen. So, they have to have this competition with all the tubies to see who's going to fight in this big battle for Alaska. The girl wins, of course, because that's easy writing. The girl's got to win. Then when Achilles sees that the girl's going to fight, he's like, nah, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to let a girl fight because I met her once and I love her now. I want to jump her butt. I want to give her the genetic material, like, you know.
Old school.
I'll just deliver it to her, you know. Here, I got some genetic material for you. It's like, what do you mean, genetic material? Talk about my dick. That's what I mean. My dick and what comes out of it. Like, not toothies. Peepees. See, he's like, I'm a pee-pee baby. You're a tubie. So anyways. So Achilles decides, I'm going to fight. I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to win Alaska. Plus, I got to beat the Russian because he's a jerk. So they have a couple run-ins in the bar. The Russian's a jerk, of course. And then when it's the day for the big battle to happen, the girl comes in and she taunts him. She teases him. She makes him think that she wants that genetic material. You know, she's like, turn around and I got a surprise for you. I'm going to give you this stuff. And so he, like an idiot, turns around. And then she shoots him with a gun in the back, but it's like a tranquilizer gun. And he's like, ow, you shot me. She's like, it's a sedative. Go to sleep. I'm going to go fight. And then he's a Superman, so the tranquilizer doesn't really faze him, and they fight back and forth. He gets her on the bed. And then as we see in late 80s, early 90s movies, it's mildly sexual assaulty, but not very much. But he gets on top of her and he's like, can't you understand why I don't want, why I want to fight now? And then he kisses her and then she hits him in the junk. And then everything is electronic. So she goes out of his place and she pulls the cord so he can't open his door. He's trapped in his apartment now because the only way to open the door is with electronics. There's no hinges. It's a door. So she goes out early. Nobody can tell that it's her, even though she's not even close to size. Uh-huh. And like, it took them way too long to notice that because it was always, what's the catchphrase? Crash and burn. Everybody bumps fists. Crash and burn.
Shake and bake.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like that's the type of thing you want to say. Like, I'm going to go on a robot and I'm going to fight somebody. Crash and burn, buddy. Wait a minute. What? You want me to crash and burn? Doesn't that mean we lose? Yeah, crash and burn, bud. So he never says crash and burn. And then finally, as she's getting into the robot, one guy's like, hey, that's not Achilles. So she gets in the robot. She starts to fight. She, of course, can't fight because she's a girl. And then that's not me. That's not me saying that. That's Tex. That's not me. That's Tex. That's not me. Don't come at me. Don't at me. But I mean, it was kind of true. She got her ass kicked. Anyway. And the secret weapon for this battle was kept secret because Hiroyoshi Mishimori, the Japanese engineer guy, but he kept it a secret. Turns out Tex is a double agent. Tex was stealing the secrets to give to the Russian guy. So he keeps the doctor, Japanese engineer guy, keeps it a secret from Tex. But then Tex comes in. He's like, you better tell me what that secret weapon is. And the Japanese doctor guy's like, you're the spy. I'm not telling you. And then Tex takes a gun and he shoots him for real. And then he tells everybody that the Japanese guy was the thief and it wasn't. But then we go, okay, now fast forward back to the battle. So she uses the secret weapon because the engineer guy recorded a video. So he plays the video and it's a light that blinds him for 90 seconds, which turns out only for about 4 seconds. It didn't fucking work at all. And then instead of her like doing something after blinding him, she's like, it was a bright light. Cool. Russian guy charges at her, jumps at her with the spider robot legs, kicks the shit out of her. Then at that point, Achilles is like, I gotta go help her. So he runs out there, he jumps in the robot, they fight, and then for some unknown reason, they fucking fly into space. And then they come back down, and then he turns into a tank. And then at that point, the robot saw penis comes out. And he tries to fight. So, and it ends up where nobody that I'm trying to remember. So actually, Achilles wins because the one guy didn't give up and he stepped on the referee's car. Yeah. But the referees jumped out of the car. They lived. So they disqualified. Yay, we win Alaska and all of its wood. So then at the end, I'll just get to it. At the end, they have a real actual fist battle, like they're fighting each other and stuff. And then they stop like, man, come on. Neither of us have to die. We can live. We can both live. And then you know what happens? Look behind me. This happens. Boom. We put our fists together with our thumbs up. Credits. That's literally the last frame of movie right there. That's it.
Fists.
Fists together, and now we're buddies. We're buds. So, okay. Kevin? No, Steven? What's your first thought on the movie?
It's ridiculous.
Okay.
I would have eaten this up as a kid. Like, if I had 90, I was pretty little still, so I don't know if I would have watched this, but I probably would have loved this as a kid. My only thing was, I guess my wife was watching it with me. She was a good sport. And we were both kind of amazed. Like, it's 50 years in the future after a nuclear holocaust. And yet we still have, like, this 80s mentality. Like, oh, you're a girl. You can never be a fighter. And we still have, like, cowboys with cowboy hats but spacesuits on. Like, there's nothing... Like, they barely went with, like, a futuristic, like, okay, you got robots, but you still got all the crap of the 80s in there, or the early 90s, I guess. But
yeah,
not a lot of progression.
No, I actually didn't understand all this. Maybe I missed that part about the nuclear holocaust and how far in the future it was. I did not realize that.
It's 50 years after nuclear holocaust, so I don't know what the start of the timeline is. But you would think after something that significant, you would look past sex and be cool with women robot fighters.
When you think about the way stuff evolves and everything now, to think that in the movie the storyline is nuclear holocaust, and then just 50 years later they're fighting with giant fucking robots and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot to do in 50 years.
Well, did you hear how many resources Alaska had?
Not a lot of wood in those robots.
You don't know. You don't know.
Well, that one robot had wood.
That's exploding wood.
Kevin, what's the very first note you wrote?
Achilles!
Achilles! That definitely pegged my mic on that one.
But you know what? I mean, this took me on a roller. I was expecting it to be horrible. And then for a while, it really had me. Like, yeah, I was so close. And then they just forgot or didn't know how to write an end. Like, someone was like, we do this? And like, yeah. And then we'll do this? And like, yeah. And we'll figure the rest out.
And then, okay, which one dies? Which one kills which one? Which one? We're not about death anymore.
But man, like, remake that movie now with, like, Matt Damon and, like, Pacific Rim graphics, and that's a pretty sweet movie.
Well, I mean...
Well, it is Pacific Rim, pretty much.
It's Pacific Rim and the movie Real Steel combined.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, the other way around, both those movie people had to have seen Robot Jocks.
Oh yeah.
And then made their movies because of it, because they're riding in robots just like Pacific Rim, but they're not fighting each other. They're fighting monsters.
Right.
Real Steel, it's somebody controlling robots and the robots are fighting.
Right.
So it's like a movie like that. There's no way that movie didn't influence them when they made those other movies. No way.
I think you nailed it. Plus, I never understood, though, like, after, like, one of the fights, they're, like, training, like, in karate or some martial arts. It's like, hold on, you've got robots and, like, state-of-the-art technology. You guys probably just sit on your ass and the robots could fight. Do we really need to walk in place in the robot's chest to make this work? Like, it seems like a waste of...
Well, and when they're in the robots fighting, it's not like...
No, but as you saw at the end, the battle sometimes goes out of the robots and onto the dirt.
I don't think it does, actually. I think that was just for the movie.
I think it's supposed to end in the robot.
It is. I don't think that happens.
How it ends does not matter. That's what the referees in this movie would say.
That's right. It's not our problem you don't have your right jock in there.
Nothing matters.
I like the beginning, that first fight that we see with the opening credits. You see the injured guy from the West, and he's like, you've won, my back's broken, blah, blah, blah. And the Russian guy's like, all right, and he stomps on him. And you see this big robot foot coming down, and I'm like, oh, he's going to crush it. He doesn't crush it. He just kind of goes, ba-dink, ba-dink, and like, he just kind of hits it, and it kind of, you know what I mean? Like, he should have smashed it, and he didn't. He just tap, tap.
Yep.
Dead. Dead.
Well, it's hard to get little pieces of plastic to bend and break, you know? Like, if you look at, I'm sure you guys both probably Googled and saw the miniatures for this. It's actually kind of cool. Those are cool robots.
The stop motion in this is not bad. Like, it's pretty decent stop motion on those things. You know,
it is. It's actually
a little jerky sometimes, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
That took somebody like 7 years to do, probably.
Yeah. Well, think about it too. I mean, there's movies older than this that the animation's worse and the movie is better. Yeah. So this was like a missed opportunity where, like, if the writing had been like a thousand times better, this thing could have been huge.
Right.
Or you have like Tom Selleck as the main robot jock. You know, you have a little bigger name.
Yeah.
Tex.
No, Tex. Tex. They picked a good Tex.
You picked Tom Arnold. Could have been Tex.
No.
Come on.
No.
I don't think Tex was the make or break casting for this movie.
No. No.
They gave too many lines.
Dolph Lundgren should have been the freaking Russian guy.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And what was the girl's name? Flat Top.
Ares.
Ares.
Why do I remember her name? I don't know.
Because you saw her butt.
Wait, what? We saw her butt? Was I asleep at that
point? You slept through some nudity?
You missed it.
Did I really?
You missed her. And you see Achilles grassy knoll in his gassy hole a little bit.
I thought every time I fell asleep.
He's dressing and he's moving way too much for where that camera's framed, and they just went with it. They're like, that's a...
Well, shit. I might have to check that out again.
I mean, there's nothing really to brag about. I mean, it's not like it's an awesome... It's not like one of the witches from Beastmaster.
Oh, man. I would have loved to see one of them naked. Those bodies were noise. And they got those faces. It's like, how ugly does somebody have to be before you go like, nah, I pass. There is a borderline for me in Beastmaster. That was borderline. As the kids say, those bodies were fire.
You're looking from the neck down. Oh, you look up. Back down. Oh, okay, yeah.
So what you're going to do, lights on, but role play wearing masks. Your mask is going to be insert somebody that's over 18's name there.
Take this black hood and put it over your head.
So my first note, we already kind of hit on it, was Tubies. I kind of explained that, where those other fighters were created in test tubes, and the PP people, the people that were born from natural means, call the test tube babies Tubies. So, and then my second note was Crash and Burn, which I already hit on that too. I kind of I went through my notes in the synopsis, boys. I was like, Crash and Burn.
You didn't write down Tex's comment about the Tubies when they asked him for his DNA. And he goes, "You ain't using my DNA to make no Tubies."
I did not write that down. No.
Oh, man.
I did not. My next note, though, is... Okay, ready? I can't read, but I ain't dumb. Where the fuck
don't put that out
of me. Where does that come from? For no reason, all of a sudden, it's like, I can't read, but I'm not dumb.
No, because the guy goes, you can't quit now. You got to do 10 fights. And he goes, did you read your contract? And that's when he goes, oh, you can't read.
Yeah. I know where it came from. It's just weird that all of a sudden in the movie they throw that in there, that
He's a lizardman. Why? Why does it matter that he's
why?
Never comes to play ever.
Because even if he could read, the contract still says what it says. I mean, but it's like,
makes sense. Why all the buttons for the weapons are all like shapes and colors? Like.
It's under the star, and it's literally like a star cut out of paper and painted gold. Oh, there it is.
His control board's like made by Fisher Price. Star, moon, smiley face, cat, dog.
A picture of a fist to punch and a picture of a fist to kick. Green laser's just a green like star. Red laser's a red star. Did I do good, Tex? Did I do good in my fight today, Tex? I don't know. I can't read.
But also, why would nations agree to this? Like, okay, to like we gotta find a way to settle our wars. I know. Giant robots?
Yeah, like, why not just get in an octagon? Why not just have those two guys get in an octagon and fight it out that way?
That's true. They do all the martial arts.
Yeah, that's right. My one guess would be maybe since there was the nuclear thing, maybe there's not enough people to have armies?
Maybe.
I don't know. Still, the progression from nothingness, nuclear winter holocaust to 50 years later, we got giant fucking robots.
And there's enough people that would sign a waiver to watch that live.
Yes.
They signed a waiver they're getting into.
What are you doing tomorrow? I'm going to go watch the robot jocks fight. You know you might not come back from that.
How often has that ever happened? Give me a break. And then I also wrote down, I actually took notes, boys.
Nice.
I actually took notes because I figured since I was tired and falling asleep that I should probably take a couple notes. And it turns out apparently I fell asleep through some nudity. Imagine, not to get back to Beastmaster, but imagine if I would have fallen asleep and not known about Tanya Roberts being naked in that movie. That would have pissed me off. Anyways. My next one was the bar fight. And the only thing I wrote down after bar fight was, Remember that part?
Yeah.
I believe that was Achilles, right?
Yeah. Is that the same scene where he was like, where Alexander tells him, "You make my drink taste like mud."
It was, because I can't remember if it was when he was drunk or when it was when he wasn't drunk and the Tubies started the fight with Alexander.
Man,
because there was two bar fights.
Yeah. So much.
But I just remember why?
I hated the whole, like, first of all, did you notice everyone's wearing masks outside? Not everyone, but a lot of them had masks on.
Oh, yes, yeah. I did. I noticed that.
Like, they totally predicted 2020 for us. I mean,
holy shit.
Maybe we're a step away from robot jocks, but.
Oh, there's robot somewhere. There has to be.
Japan just built one.
Japan has this stuff.
Yeah.
It's not a real robot.
Not yet.
It looked like it moved.
Well, here's the thing. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It did do that. It did not do that. I don't know if that should make it on YouTube or not. Anyways. So that Voltron looking robot,
yeah,
it's actually attached to arms on the ass and in the back. And it just like, it just moves out like this. And then the legs fakely go like this. Well, so, I mean, technically it's a robot, but it doesn't
grow
anything.
That's all they show you.
They're not going to reveal their weapon.
Hey, the Illuminati's not going to show you all their fucking moves right off the bat.
Whatever. All I know is America better call back Optimus Prime from wherever they sent him. We're going to need him. Voltron's actually 6 robots, guys. 5 robots.
Yeah,
we're going to need help. We're going to need help.
Were they cougars? Is it 6 cheetahs or
lions?
Cougars or lions.
Well, it depends on which run. Then you had one that was like vehicles, and then you had the lions one that was after the vehicles ones. It was like the spaceship one. And
Yeah. My next my next note, I wrote some good notes, guys. My next note is Geronimo.
Yeah, that's right.
So people, when Tex is found out to actually be the spy, he starts to run away, and he runs through like an open window down to the bottom of this thing. It's probably like maybe 10 stories. But as he's running out in his Texas voice, he goes, Geronimo! Not Geronimo. Geronimo! And he falls to his death.
Soil's just dirt.
That's right. He said that about Alaska, didn't he?
I think so.
About Alaska. I don't know. Because somebody was like, we got to win Alaska. Soil's just dirt. Soil's just dirt. Girls can't fight. Tubies can't have my jizz. Geronimo.
Thanks, Tex.
Deep Thoughts by Tex Conway.
Did you guys see when Achilles goes back to his family and they're all around the table and his mom's bragging? She's like, we got meat tonight. There's like one hot dog and like a cup of beans.
Chili or, yeah.
And then you're like, and then he leaves in his flying fucking car. You're like, wait, you got this flying fucking car, but your 9-member family's eating one hot dog and a cup of beans? Like, that's kind of a dick move, Achilles.
It looked like it might have been bun length and like a jumbo Frank, so that's a lot of meat. Sorry, wait. Meat. Bun that's length. A lot of meat.
He's like, gotta go, gotta get my flying car.
Yeah. Are you hungry? No, I'm not hungry. Stops at Space McDonald's on the way home. So if they got giant robots that fight, do giant robots serve the fries at McDonald's at that point? Do they start with robots and fast food and then worked up to giant fighting robots? Where's the robot evolution?
Maybe.
If there's robots big enough to fight, there's at least sex robots.
Interesting. It's interesting that you say that.
We went there.
This is like a natural segue. Interesting that you wrote that, or that you said that, because my next note is jerk off hand job fist.
Oh my god!
The one robot goes down. It's like yeah. It's like, I was like, there's no way there isn't a smaller version of that robot that goes like this.
We need to get the genetic material.
Doing a hand job motion right now. I'm jerking off.
But you got to get that genetic material for the tubies.
That's
true. Yeah. If you get it, you know, like people like Tex and Achilles aren't willing to do it. You got to take them hostage. You got to tie them down. And then you get jerk off hand job fist.
A bunch of robot claws come out and
yeah,
take care of business.
Every robot is made with the intent to first have sex with it.
Or at least you don't get from small robot to bigger than human robot with having the sex robot appear at some point.
Yeah. It's Roomba, fries, sex.
Kill. Kill. Yeah.
What, and you could see the advance in technology too. That buzzsaw penis on the Russian robot, that wasn't the first one. I'm sure that's been used in smaller models.
That's been proven an effective robot tool to have.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well,
and it goes right back to that robot was initially made for sex, because before, when it was smaller, those doors opened up and then a penis came out. And then bloop penis.
Bloop. Bloop penis.
So Alexander is like a futuristic post-nuclear geisha. I get you, Achilles.
Oh.
Wow. You know, I so at the end, Achilles is fighting spider chainsaw dick robot. And
I think that's the actual name.
Goes up into space. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, this could get interesting. What's Achilles' move? His move is just to slowly float around and stay there, and then Alexander just hits him. Like, what kind of move was that?
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's why I brought that up before when I was telling the thing. I'm like, and then they go to space. Why? And that's my next note too. Was space? Why?
Crash lands, but then he starts transforming. Like, oh, it was a ruse. He's gonna transform into something badass. And that tank mode just kind of barely, slowly moved.
And then he fucking becomes a mix between Bumblebee and the fucking cat tank from Thundercats. Just his hands on his knees, and he's like, which, by the way, his mouth would then be in perfect position for the saw penis.
And that's where Alexander put it. That's what got Achilles out, because he was like, grah, 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 and Achilles jumped up the bed.
This movie is about sex robots.
A robot pearl necklace, and Achilles had to just jump up the bed.
My word. Robot pearl
necklace.
Yeah.
So, now we're doing it.
I got a side note.
Thank goodness.
I do love how in this time period, with everything that's going on, that prank calls are still a thing. Like, did you guys see that scene?
Prank call?
I think it's Achilles after the second fight. Calls him.
Didn't his family get a call too?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they call him a coward or something.
Yeah, he's like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Stop calling me, you damn kids. Right, interested in your hijinks.
Oh boy.
The whole love spin to it was super weird. Like how he falls in love with her after 5 minutes and he goes back to fight for her, but then like in the end it doesn't really matter. Like,
yeah.
Like even my wife was like, "Oh, maybe they'll make her the robot jock." I'm like, "No, this is the '80s. She's a love interest." And sure enough, that's exactly what she becomes, but not a really good one. Like,
he has to save the woman in distress. Is his only motivation for doing anything at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. She's and like then the weakling.
I gotta save her. She touched my wee wee.
Yeah, and just because she can fucking climb the jungle gym, now she gets to be a robot jock. What the hell? That, so you have all the martial arts, you have all these other fighting and all this type of shit, but the thing that gets you to be a robot jock is you got to climb this jungle gym and go out that hole up top. Once you do that, you're ready to fight giant robots for world domination. What? That don't make no damn sense.
And you need a signature flat top.
And you got to have this weird little curly ponytail thing that you have a ponytail, but then you bring it back up to a little loop right there. This movie. So, well, I got nothing else, boys. I said all my notes. Well, my last note we already talked about. It was the evolution in this movie. Unlike Howard the Duck, it wasn't screw penis. It was saw penis.
Yep. At this stage.
Yeah. But actually, now that I think about it, I wrote not a screw dick, but a saw penis. It could have been actually a giant drill bit. See, that would have made better sense.
Oh, yeah.
It could have been. You know what? I bet it was a drill bit at first. And they were like, guys, a drill bit kind of looks like a penis. Then they went with the saw, which is still somewhat penis shaped. There's just no winning, boys. We just can't get out of this. No matter what, this is going to look like a dick.
Did you tell the engineers that we couldn't do non-penis weapons? Like, I tried, but, you know, it's just... You go talk to them.
They said it's got to come out the crotch. What else is going to come out the crotch besides the penis-shaped thing? Name something that would come out of crotch. Guarantee it looks like a penis.
Yeah, the penis come out of the neck? I mean, no, like, the weapon doesn't have to be a penis at all. Like, what are you talking about?
Let me name them off here. Drill bit, penis. Saw, penis. Rocket, penis. Laser, penis. There's no way around it. Everything looks like a penis that can come out of there. What about a jackhammer? Give me a break. Really? A jackhammer? An aggressive penis. That's all that is. It's an aggressive penis. Give me a break.
Oh, could you imagine him coming at him like,
where's that green laser now?
And you know, it would be coming right at the face, too. So it's like, no. I yield. Fully functional. No. That ain't me. Well, I think we covered a lot of this movie, actually.
As much as you can.
Yeah. Did anybody look? Was there a Robot Talks 2?
Oh, yeah, look.
I don't think there was. I don't know how much it made, but the budget... $10 million.
Oh.
$10 million in 1990. It made 1.3.
But lost 8.7.
Oh my god. $10 million. It had to have all been the whatchamacallit? The puppets. What do you call it? Animatronic? Stop motion. There you go. Yep. Yeah, because, I mean, $10 million in 1990? That's like top box office budget type of movies back then. $10 million, right?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, we're away from dinosaurs, and this fucking shit's on the screen.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Okay. So now, as we get to every point in our show, we have to rate this movie on how many buttholes good is it. The lower amount of holes, the better. There was, I'm going to say 10 tubies. So I'm going to give it 10 tubie buttholes.
wait, hold on. Just for the sake of science. Do they have buttholes? They're test tube babies.
Shit.
I mean, I'm sure they do, but they might not. They might have engineered those out of them. Do they even eat?
Yeah, they do. They're actually just human clones.
Okay.
They're not. Right. They're not robots or anything like that.
All right. Just being.
So, yes,
just...
they have. They have genitalia. They have inzies, innies, outies, uppers, downers. They got all that.
We know they have butts. I just wasn't sure if there's anything between them butts.
Between butts. If Achilles had it, there'd be something between Ares' butt. He wanted to first donate his genetic material.
That's true.
Okay. I gave it 10 tubey buttholes.
I'm actually okay with a lot of this movie. I'm
like you said, I'm actually okay with this movie.
I'm giving it 5 buttholes. I mean, if it had a good ending, I'm cut in. Like I said, for its time, like, you know.
Well, normal buttholes, tubey buttholes, robot buttholes. What are we talking about?
I'm giving it 5 robot buttholes. Just, you know. That's what it is.
See, now here's the thing about that. Those robots are massive. So their buttholes are huge.
True. That's all 5 to scale.
Huge buttholes. Okay. We're just going. Okay, fine. We're grading on a curve. I get it.
Yeah.
Even your butthole score.
I mean, I'm right in the middle. Like, I think it's ridiculous. I think there are definitely. I think there's definitely stuff like. Again, if the writing had been a lot better, this could have been something. It could have, I don't know. It wouldn't be robot jocks we know and love today. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I'll give it 7 tubey buttholes.
7 tubey buttholes. All right.
Not the worst, but definitely loaded with problems.
Buttholes loaded with problems. Got it. Kevin, did you get that?
I froze on my end.
Oh, we're good.
And
I see you.
I missed Steven's score.
Oh, Steven, you want to give it again?
7 tubey buttholes.
Yeah. Oh, and then he said that there. What did you say? God damn it, Kevin! Fuck. It was funny.
I don't remember. Oh, that's it. Was loaded with full of problems. Loaded with problems.
Yes.
Buttholes full of problems.
Yeah, and then I said, yeah, yep, buttholes, 7 tubey buttholes full of problems.
I hope the
recording didn't fuck up.
It paused on my everything paused on my end. It was like Steven goes, I'm gonna give it and long pause and then laughter. I'm like, oh.
Well, I hope maybe we'll have the backup record. Cause now I'm stripping the audio from the Skype call. Skype call audio is awesome. Oh, we better end this because Kevin's playing some fucking Max Headroom shit here now.
We gotta wrap this up before this crashes.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Oh, okay, whoa.
You know what just happened?
No.
It froze, and when it came back, Aaron's on the left now.
What? Whatever.
We did like some interdimensional time shift. Now Aaron's on the left.
Wouldn't that be funny if all of a sudden in the record, at that point, all of a sudden I'm the big screen at the end? It's like, hey, cool. Well, then I'll do this.
Yeah,
we can live.
Gotta wrap. This thing is about to die.
Okay. We rated it. There you go. Probably an average of like... 7.5 buttholes. As always, you can catch us on all your favorite podcast listening sites. Our main one is anchor.fm/whatisthisblank. You can find links to all of our other podcast thingies there. You can find us on our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, What Is This Blank. And then don't forget about our merch. We got merch on Redbubble. You can find those links on our Facebook. If you search What Is This Blank on Redbubble, you'll find it. And then don't forget about our BMEB merch that's also on there. Boobs make everything better. So until next time, everybody. Also, stand by for our year in review episodes. We're going to have like three year in review episodes where we take highlights from all the episodes this year so far. We put them together. They're hilarious. I'm gonna rate all those zero buttholes because they're going to be so good. So, all right. So before Kevin's computer system explodes in his face and this whole record is ends up being Max Headroom shit, we're going to wrap it up. So we'll see y'all later. Bye.